The Little Gingerbread Man. Once upon a time, there was an old woman who loved baking gingerbread. She could bake gingerbread cookies, cakes, houses, and gingerbread people, all decorated with chocolate and peppermint caramel candies and color frosting. She lived with her husband on a farm at the edge of town. The sweet, spicy smell of gingerbread brought children skipping and running to see what could be offered that day. Unfortunately, the children grew up and tripped so fast that the woman had a hard time keeping her supply of flour and spices to continue making the batches of gingerbread. Sometimes, she suspected Little Hans of having reached through her window, because gingerbread pieces and cookies could disappear. One time, a whole gingerbread house vanished mysteriously. She told her husband, "Those naughty children are at it again. They don't understand. All they have to do is knock on the door, and I will give them my gingerbread treats." One day, she made a special batch of gingerbread men because they were extra big. Unfortunately, for the last gingerbread man, she ran out of butter, and she was half the size of the others. She decorated the gingerbread men with fur, each having socks, shirts, and pants of different colors. When it came to the little gingerbread man, she felt sorry for him and she gave him more color than the others. "It doesn't matter, he's small," she thought. He will still be tasty. Putting the rack on the kitchen with the seal, she left it there to cool and went to finish her laundry. The gingerbread men lay quietly, their frosted eyes gazing at the sky with its puffy clouds. At that moment, a voice came from nowhere. "Get up! Get up! Come with me!" Everyone looked to see who was speaking. It was a butterfly flying just outside the window. Butterflies are naturally beautiful, but her wings were an exceptionally pretty marble blue. "Come with me!" she urged again. The gingerbread man didn't react except to keep staring. All but the smallest gingerbread man, who jumped off on the tray and leaped off the kitchen window sill onto the grass below faster than you can imagine. "You can carry me," cried the little gingerbread man. "Yes," she answered, "I'm stronger than you could imagine. Now I'll take you somewhere." She flew with him over farm fields and forests and even mountains. It felt like they had been in the sky forever when they reached a lake. Its waters calm like pale glass. There was an island in the middle of the lake lined with forest trees, and among the trees was where the butterfly took the little gingerbread man. She flew down, down, and down until they came to the foot of a pine tree. The little gingerbread man could not believe his eyes. Beneath that pine tree was the most beautiful gingerbread house. Through the front door of the gingerbread house came a gingerbread man and a gingerbread woman. Seeing the butterfly and her companion, they smiled excitedly, waving their gingerbread hands. "What have you brought us?" cried the gingerbread woman. Evidently, she knew the butterfly very, very well. "I think that's obvious, dear," said the gingerbread man. "She's brought us a gingerbread boy. Do you realize that now we can be the family we always wanted?" It was true. The butterfly had intended all along to bring these three together. The little gingerbread man had not known that he was in reality a gingerbread boy. It was all so sudden but wonderful. When Bob, his gingerbread parents, each gave him a loving hug, he knew he was home.